is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Out to work in the cornfields.
But isn't that one of your lawyers, Sue?
Yes, I'm expecting a client.
Oh, who?
I don't know. Mr. Drucker said some farmer named Collins wants to talk to me about a legal matter.
Well, aren't you going to wait for him?
No, I've got work to do. When he shows up, you send him on out, will you?
Yes, Chief.
What?
Well, isn't that what the secretary calls the boss?
Yes, but...
Anything else, Chief?
No.
Well, aren't you going to kiss me goodbye?
Well, the boss doesn't kiss the secretary. His wife might not like it.
Oh, yes, she would.
No, you better be on the safe side.
I think I'm going to look for another job.
The doorknob came off.
Well, you better come around and climb in the window.
Hi, I'm looking for Mr. Douglas.
Oh? I am Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you out of a sick bed.
Oh, I'm not sick.
Well, you see, my mother always wears one of those when she's sick.
I got a green one for sick.
Here's your doorknob.
Thank you.
Is your husband around? He's expecting me.
To do what?
My name is Amy Collins.
Ah, you are the farmer. He didn't say you were an Amy. He's out in the cornfield, Mrs. Collins.
Miss Collins.
You're engaged?
No.
You got a steady boyfriend?
No. Where did you say I could find your husband?
I don't think he's there.
If you don't mind, I'd like to just go and look for him, okay? Mr. Douglas?
Oh, hello.
Hi, I'm Amy Collins.
Yes. Collins?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Mr. Drucker said some fellow wanted to see... But he didn't say you were and you certainly are. How can I help you?
Well, I've been thinking about incorporating my farm. I have a place at the other end of the valley, and I thought that I might get some tax advantages doing that.
Well, Mrs.
Miss Collins.
Yes, it's possible that there might be some advantages to a corporation. You see, most of us around here have rather small farms, and how big is your place?
1,200 acres.
Well, 1,200 acres?
I have an option on another 1,000.
Well, yes. A corporation might be advantageous to you. Of course, I'd have to see the rest of your operation.
Why don't you come over and look at my books when you have the time? I suppose you're busy right now.
Oh, well, yes, I'm just getting ready to pick.
Oh.
There. Huh? Look at that.
What happened to it? Doesn't look like it did very well. How much nitrogen you've been using in your soil?
How much nitrogen?
How have you been irrigating?
Irrigating? Why, we've got this long hose and my hired man...
Oh, you're kidding. Nobody'd be silly enough to water all this acreage with a garden hose. Come on.
They wouldn't? No, of course they wouldn't. I mean, that'd be silly.
Mr. Douglas, we're going to have to get a longer hose if we're going to water way out here. Eb, this is Amy Collins. She has a large farm on the other side of the valley.
Oh, need a foreman?
I'm afraid not.
How about a hired hand?
No.
Want to adopt a son?
Eb, why don't you go water something? Yes, I'd like to see your farm.
Anytime it's convenient for you.
How about this afternoon?
Eb, this afternoon would be fine.
That's what I said.
Perhaps I can give you a few pointers in growing some corn.
I'd appreciate that.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Eb! You bubblehead! That stupid Eb got me all wet. Here, do something with that, will you?
Did you talk to Mrs. Collins?
Miss Collins.
Oh, you already found that out. Did she say why she needs a lawyer?
Yes, she wanted to talk to me about incorporating.
Didn't you tell her you're already incorporated?
Incorporating her farm.
Did she say who dyes her hair?
I didn't ask her. All I know is that she knows a lot about farming.
Well, I guess if you are that plain-looking, you've got to have something to keep you busy.
Do I detect a note of jealousy?
Where?
I'm surprised at you.
Oh, I was just teasing. Now, why should I be jealous of her? You'll never see her again.
I'm going over there right now.
It won't take me 10 minutes to get dressed.
No, I'm going by myself. This is business.
Well, darling, don't stay long. I'm cooking something special for dinner.
Oh?
A hotcakes hash.
Hotcakes?
With the hotcakes you wouldn't eat this morning.
I'll be home.
Oh, I'll be home.
Yeah.
Do you still want to go?
Well, I promised.
Well, then,
What's this?
I don't want you to go out with a dirty wedding ring.
Farm, Miss Collins.
I wish you'd call me Amy.
All right, you call me Oliver.
How about a cold drink, Ollie?
Good, please.
Would you like some cider?
Yes, thank you. That corn, I've never seen anything quite like it.
Well, it's a new hybrid strain I've been developing. Look, I'd be glad to give you some seed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Six o'clock. Oh, we didn't get a chance to talk any business. We spent all our time walking around.
Do you have to leave now?
Oh, yes. I promised my wife I'd be home for dinner.
Well, why don't you eat here? You can call her.
No, she's cooking something special.
I bet the pot roast is just about done.
Pot roast?
And new potatoes, and homemade biscuits, and apple pie.
Do you have a telephone?
Oliver, you said you were coming home for dinner.
Well, but Lisa, I spent all the time walking around looking at the farm with Amy.
Oh, it's Amy now. What happened to Mrs. Collins?
Lisa, I promised Amy I'd help her with the farm. This is business.
Would you like another drink, Ollie?
Want another drink? How many boozes did you have, Ollie?
This is not booze. This is cider.
Would you like jam or honey on your biscuits?
Oh, honey.
Yes, dear?
No, I was talking to Amy.
First it was Mrs. Collins, then Amy, and now honey.
I just was telling her what I want on my biscuits. Listen, honey.
Who are you talking to now?
You.
It's a little difficult to tell from here.
Lisa, I'll be home as soon as I can.
What shall I do with the hotcakes hash?
We'll discuss that when I get home.
Aren't these darling?
Yes, darling.
Who was that for?
Amy.
Oh, that's right. It's her turn.
Lisa, I'll see you later. You should see the corn she's growing. Ears like that. And she's got a whole new strain of wheat.
What did she wear for dinner?
I didn't notice. I was too busy talking about farming.
Where is your vest?
Well, I must have left it over there.
That's funny.
Well, it was warm. I took my coat and vest off.
It wasn't that warm here.
Lisa.
You probably got overheated from all the booze you were drinking.
It wasn't booze, it was cider. Lisa, there's no reason to be jealous. I'm only interested in her as a farmer. Wish I was like her.
You wouldn't look very good in those tight pants.
I mean, I wish I could farm like her.
You hungry? I kept you some hotcakes hash.
No, thanks. I had dinner over there.
What did you have?
Well, pot roast, new potatoes, hot biscuits with honey.
What else did you have is honey?
The last time. All I'm interested in is what she knows about farming.
I know a little bit about farming.
You?
If you come home for dinner once in a while, we could talk about it.
Tonight was the first night I haven't come home for dinner since we've been here.
Tonight was the night when I wanted to talk about it.
You want to talk about it now?
No, I'm not in the mood.
Would you like to talk about it tomorrow night?
What?
I'll invite Amy over for dinner and the three of us can sit and talk about farming.
That's all right with me, Ollie. Hello.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Douglas. Come in.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, would you mind leaving the door open? The chief is very narrow-minded. Well, not narrow-minded, slab-headed. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you. Mr. Kimball, I got a problem and I need your help.
You want me to get your husband's vest back?
No, I'll be getting the vest back already.
Good. Shows you how simple it is to solve these problems just by talking them out with someone.
The vest is not the problem.
Oh? He left something else there?
No. Oh, well, you see, the problem is Miss Collins is coming for dinner. And we're going to talk about farming, and I don't know anything about farming. But I told Oliver that I did. Now, by the time she gets there, I should.
Oh, I get the idea. No, I don't get the idea. What is the idea?
You got to teach me all about farming by 6 o'clock, by dinner time. Now, can you teach me?
Well, if we have till 6 o'clock.
Oh, no, we only have till 3 o'clock. Then I have to go to Mrs. Ziffel for my pot roast lesson.
Oh, Mrs. Ziffel makes a pretty good pot roast. But if you want a great one, try Amy Collins. I suppose your husband told you about her pot roast.
Yes, he did.
Don't be angry with him, Mrs. Douglas. Stronger men than he have forgotten their vest after one of her pot roasts.
Mr. Kimball, never mind about the vest. Will you teach me about farming?
Do you know anything about it at all?
Well, I know which is the dirt and which is the barn.
Excellent. You'd be surprised how many people can't tell dirt. Now, what else would you like to know?
Well, how you plant things, what makes them grow, and all that kind of things.
Well, I guess we better take off our coats and get to work. I wonder where I left my vest.
Lisa, it's almost 6 o'clock. Aren't you dressed yet? What is that?
My farm suit. I want to make the farm lady feel at home.
Well, it's very nice. Oh, Amy, come right in.
Good evening, Ollie.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mrs. Douglas.
Excuse me, I got to change. I've been working around the farm all day.
You look fine. I always slop around my house. Here's your vest, Ollie.
Oh, thank you.
Some buttons were off, and I sewed them back on for you.
Oh, well, now isn't that nice of Amy?
Speaking of farming, did you know that the lettuce is an important vegetable in this country and that it exceeds all other vegetable crop except potatoes and tomatoes?
Lisa.
And did you also know that the farm value of the lettuce crops fluctuates between $96 million in 1950 and $142 million in 1957?
No, I didn't.
Shall we go in for dinner? Would you like to have some more champagne?
No, thank you. Now, what's over here next to the apple orchard?
Now, there, that's 100 acres of wheat. But, you know, next season, I'm going to pull that all out. I'm going to put in corn.
Hello. Would you like to have some more champagne?
No.
Well, if you're going to put in corn, you're going to have to treat that soil.
That's right. The soil has to have the right pH.
Yes, it...
Hmm? She's right.
The pH indicates whether the soil is acid or alcohol. Now, to determine that, there are two methods. Now, actually, there are three methods, but the third method is like the first method, so we lump them together.
You see, that doesn't make any sense. You sound just like Mr. Kimball. Now, that's where you were all afternoon. Picking up some odd facts about farming from Mr. Kimball.
Well, that lets the air out of my balloon. Got the hookups.
Lisa, you are stoned.
Oliver, you're right. Oh, hit me in the head. Oliver, did... Oliver! Oh! Don't yell! Oh, that was me.
Oh, the mail came.
Dear Wino, you were sleeping it off and I didn't want to disturb you. I've gone over to see Amy.
Amy? You would think at a time like this he would stay with his wife.
Take an aspirin. If we don't have any, Mr. Drucker has a nice assortment.
And then what happened? Well, as you know, he's been seeing this other woman.
There you are, Doris, your lima beans.
Are you sure those are the fanciest kind you got, Sam?
Yeah. Fred's getting pretty finicky.
Oh, it's not for Fred. It's for Arnold.
Baby lima beans.
Well, he's got a very sensitive stomach.
Doris, will you please tell me what happened?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yes, I will. Tell me.
Well, as you know, he's been going over to her place every chance he gets. Well,
don't his wife know what he goes over there for?
Well, he tells her he goes on business. Anyway, yesterday he had the nerve to bring the other woman over to his house.
He didn't.
He did. And then, do you know what? He slipped a Mickey in his wife's drink and she passed out cold.
So that's why I passed out.
And while the poor little thing was laying there, they made plans to run away together to South America.
South America?
And she's meeting him in front of the bus depot tonight.
Well, if that's what he wants.
How could he do a thing like that to her?
Do you think the wife will find out?
I hope so. I can't wait to see tonight's episode.
I've got to watch that show. What's the name of it again?
Love is Never a Stranger. It's Arnold's favorite TV show, too.
Where did he go? Do you think he went right to the bus depot?
I don't think so. He wouldn't leave on a long trip like that without his toothbrush.
Oh, hi. I was over at...
It isn't my old friend, the Mickey Schlipper.
What?
I told you he'd come home for his toothbrush.
For my toothbrush?
Dad, you are a cad.
Don't call me Dad.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself doing this to Mom?
To Mom?
Maybe she ain't the best cook in the world, and maybe she drinks a little too much. But that's no reason to cast her aside in her old age.
Whose side are you on?
What's she talking about?
As if you don't know. You blackguard, you.
What's going...
You better hurry. You might miss your bus to South America.
Who said that I was...
Everybody knows, including Mrs. Ziffel. She told everyone in the store how you slipped me a Mickey so that you and what's-her-name could take off for the wild blue yonder.
I don't know what you heard, but...
I always told you, if a time like this came, I wouldn't stand in your way.
A time like what?
I better help you pack.
Lisa!
Evening,
Mr. Douglas.
Well, Mrs. Ziffel.
Say, would you mind if I watched your TV tonight? Mine's busted.
Oh, I don't...
Well, now, listen, this is very important. I don't want to miss tonight's episode of Love is Never a Stranger.
Well, I really...
You see, tonight, this married man is running away to South America with this other woman, but his wife doesn't know it because he slipped her a Mickey. And while she was out cold, they were planning to meet at the bus depot.
The bus depot? South America. Is this what you were talking about at the store this afternoon?
Yeah.
Oh, well, look, I hope you enjoy the show, Mrs.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Douglas. Oh, I'll be doggone. Maybe Sam will let me watch his set.
Well, here, you haven't started to pack my stuff yet?
Oliver, you don't really have to go.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't want to get stuck with two bus tickets to South America.
Well, maybe you and I could use them.
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't want to disappoint, what's her name? And hey, she's all packed. She's got her passport, the shots.
I guess there is nothing left for me to do but to pack you.
I guess not. Would you mind hurrying it up? I wouldn't want to miss the last bus to South America.
What do you want to take?
Oh, a pair of castanets, my Xavier Cugat rumba shirt, a pair of jodhpurs. We'll probably do a lot of llama riding.
Well, don't you want any shirts or socks?
Oh, no, anything. You know how to pack. You've packed for me before. I want to watch TV.
Why, you're a pretty cool customer for a fellow who's trying to break up a happy marriage.
Could you hold it down? I'd like to listen to the show.
And now for tonight's episode of Love is Never a Stranger. Brought to you by Clerdo, the wheat germ that fizzes.
Ever listen to this?
I am not interested.
As you know, last night, as they were celebrating their wedding anniversary, Arthur slipped a Mickey into Cynthia's champagne. While Cynthia was out cold, Arthur and Gretchen plotted to run away to South America together.
South America?
Yeah, a very popular place to run away to.
What a coincidence.
I wonder if they're going by bus, too.
We take you now to the bus depot.
They are.
Arthur is waiting for Gretchen.
What'd you do that for? They might have been going on the same bus with me.
They're the ones Mrs. Ziffel was talking about.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, it seems that one of us made a mistake.
Yes, you did.
Well, I was hoping you didn't notice.
You see, your jealousy doesn't blind you to the truth. You get to believing that stuff you see on television.
Well, I guess I was foolish.
Stupid is the word.
Well, I like foolish better.
All right, you're foolish.
Well, how can I help being jealous of you? After all, I'm an ordinary, simple girl. Lucky being married to such a handsome, generous, clever, debonair, thoughtful.
Yes, I know.
I was also going to say how nice you look in a bathing suit.
Well, I can see. Lisa... Marriage is based on trust and respect, and if you don't have that, you don't have a marriage. Don't you understand?
Yes, darling.
You know, the thing that hurts is that you ever doubted me in the first place. I would never dream of running away with another woman. You know why?
Because they hit you pretty hard with a community property in this state.
I'm not talking about community property. I'm talking about love. Now, isn't it possible that a man could meet a woman, fall in love with her and marry her, and never want another woman as long as he lived?
On what television program did you see that?
The Beverly Hillbillies. I'm talking about us.
I know, darling, and I'm glad that you don't want anybody else.
No, I don't.
Do you want to marry me again?
No.
Oliver, I want you to know that from now on, I'm going to be the best wife any man ever had.
Oh?
Do you know what I'm going to do for you tomorrow morning?
What?
I'm going down to the bus depot and get your money back for those tickets.
Lisa!
You want to take your vest off?
Thank you. jewels designed by Marvin Hine.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.
Thank you.